This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth is known to most of us as one of the worst enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uqba is the one who went and dragged the carcass of the dead camel and threw it over the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was performing sujood. But Uqba wasn't always an enemy of Islam. There was a time, in fact, when Uqba was close to becoming a Muslim. He was listening to Islam, he was spending time around the Muslims, he was listening to the Qur'an from the Prophet ﷺ, he was sitting and eating with the Prophet and with the Muslims. And it was happening so much that a rumor spread in Mecca that Uqba had become Muslim. At that time, Uqba had a really close friend, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. And Umayyah had been gone on business with a travel expedition. He was gone for many months. And it was in this time that Uqba was listening to the Muslims and listening to Qur'an and reflecting over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing closer and closer to becoming a Muslim. Umayyah ibn Khalaf eventually returned back from travel. He came back to Mecca, and his wife, when she first saw him, she said, "Did you hear about your friend? We heard he became a Muslim." She said the rumor to Umayyah. So Umayyah became enraged, and he went to meet Uqba. And he said, "I heard that you've become a Muslim. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?" And Uqba denied. He said, No, I'm not a Muslim, I swear." So Umayyah said to him, "The only way that I will believe you is if you go to him," i.e. the Prophet ﷺ, "and you curse him with the worst insults and you spit in his face." And so Uqba went and did just that. He said terrible things to our Prophet ﷺ and he spat in his face. And then Uqba began walking down the path. Instead of walking down the path of getting closer and closer to Islam, he began walking down the path of becoming a worse and worse enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tried to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times, physically even tried to kill him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا.
Once, after attacking the Prophet ﷺ from behind, he grabbed the cloak around the neck of the Prophet ﷺ and tried to choke him. When the Prophet ﷺ got free, he turned to Uqba and he said something to him. He said, "One day, on the outskirts of Mecca, you will be dragged and killed." Uqba, even though he was an enemy of the Prophet and insulted him and attacked him, he knew the Prophet ﷺ was an honest man. He knew he was a truthful man. That was one of the reasons he was being drawn to Islam. So when the Prophet said that, he became terrified. On the day of Badr, and the people came to him and said, "We're going to go fight the Muslims," he was terrified. He remembered the promise of the Prophet ﷺ. He said to them, "That man promised me I will be dragged and killed in the outskirts of Mecca. And Badr is in the outskirts of Mecca." He refused to go. Some of Quraysh said to him, "Look, we will give you our fastest camel. If for some reason we're losing the battle, get on the camel and go. They will never be able to catch you. And if we win on the battlefield, you will get the spoils of the battle along with us." And they convinced him to go to the battlefield. But the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he was dragged on the plains of Badr and killed there, just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted. In this story is a powerful message about the quality of our friends. What kind of friends we have. Uqba was walking down the road of getting closer to Islam, and it was his friends who pulled him away from that and into the enmity of the Prophet ﷺ. And Uqba, his friends were the ones who convinced him to go to Badr, where he would meet his final, ultimate destruction. His friends dragged him to every evil, even though he had the potential to possibly be someone who was good. How many Uqbas are there in this world today? People who have the potential of walking a path of righteousness and goodness, but their friends drag them into a path of sin and disobedience. And our Prophet ﷺ said, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم إلى من يخالل. That a man is on the path on the religion of his friends, so let each of you look and consider who their friends are. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with good and righteous friends. Ameen.